connecting, stream time. It says stream time, but it doesn't say on air. It used to say on air. Let me double check my settings.
You're on.
We're on.
You're okay. On.
All right, very good. Can you hear air. Pastor Steve? Because we had that issue last time. People could only hear me and not Steve. So.
Yep, I'm on too. All right. There
very
we
good.
Go.
I had to restart but three times to get live.
Man.
Okay. All right. Maybe we figured it out. Maybe. All right. Okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're cooking with gas. Thank you, Swamp Fox. All right. Okay. So today we're going to take a break from Maccabees. We've been doing an intense study on First Maccabees, but today we're go ahead.
We're done with First Maccabees.
Yeah, we're
so
done.
The next section of Maccabees will be Second Maccabees, and we're not ready to do that. We're going to do something else today.
Yes, and Brother Hebert gets 5 demerits for that comment. Right, cooking with Zyklon B. Really?
Oh no!
Yeah, the tares. You know, we got to cook some tares.
The title of today's Bloodlines is "Words as Weapons."
Words as weapons.
And we're going to be doing stuff from AngloSaxonIsrael.com, the Arsenal of Words. Okay.
Yes.
Stick that back in the for the current.
Okay.
Chat,
yeah. I'll.
Good.
And actually, this was. Oh, sorry. I got the wrong. I switched
right.
to the wrong
we're,
article.
We're going to try. We're going to do a study on how they've weaponized words to use against us.
Mm-hmm.
And they've changed the definitions and changed the meaning over time, and have repeated it so often that our people have been totally deceived, and they're going along with those definitions.
Yes, right.
And they've taken things out, and they've changed things. And if you get a Bible, and they've totally changed it around, how are you going to know the truth?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I have been doing, is putting out an accurate Old Testament. I'm doing the word studies all through the Apocrypha. That's done. And now I'm in the New Testament in Matthew on my word for word shows. That's my contribution to the cause. That's all I can do as a single individual.
Yes.
You know, the harvest is ready, but the workers are few.
Right.
Well, boy, is that ever evident. A lot of people like to listen. Okay, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
listen. And that's good.
We
want
absolutely.
People to listen. But getting people that are qualified, actually qualified, to help with the computers is very difficult. Have made it difficult today for people to survive. It's not that the people are lazy or they're against us. It's that the world today is so filled with evil that these creatures that are running things have made it difficult or even dangerous for our people to help.
That's right.
That's the problem. I mean, it hasn't hit here yet, but they're working on it about these laws. But over in Europe, man, I mean, if you say anything, they'll come and kick your door in and haul you off. You know, look at Alain Chabot and all the others in Germany.
Yeah. Right.
And I got a kick out of Merkel walking out, because the one lady absolutely slammed
right.
Merkel.
Yeah, the right wing is resurging.
And Merkel seeing the writing on the wall that she's losing power. The
right,
people
right.
are angry. You know, we want to bring all these immigrants in. We want a quota of 220,000.
Right.
Horse pucky.
Immigrants.
Horse pucky. No immigrants. Yeah. Send them home.
Right. Right. So what Germany is finally waking up.
Got them in there. What, they're raping and murdering, and there's no-go zones in white cities.
Right.
Come on. We've got that in America.
Yeah.
And the old boys are getting their baseball bats out and wrapping the handles with friction tape so they don't lose grip. And it's going to pop over here, too. There's going to be, it's going to be like the riots back in the 60s.
That's right.
But it's going to, the white boys are going to come out in force because basically our people here have had enough.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
You know, we're supporting all these little third world SH countries, as Trump put it.
Yep. Right.
And we're hearing a lot of stuff from Trump,
right?
But we're not seeing any action.
Right, right, right.
Oh, they're going to arrest Hillary. Is Hillary arrested?
Nope.
Oh, they're going to do this.
She's still traipsing around.
Has it been done?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are the names of all these pedophile files?
Right, yeah. I want to see some people being marched off to prison. I haven't seen that yet.
I want to see the ropes going over the tree limbs, okay?
That's expecting
or
too
over
much,
the
Pastor
light,
Steve.
Out on the light pole.
Yeah.
And have a whole street full of dangling fruit, okay?
Right. dangling libtards.
We're getting sick and tired of what's been going on. It's got the white man is very friendly until he's not.
Mm-hmm. Until he's not.
And
yes.
Bavaria man, Mrs. Weidel, that was a wonderful speech. She really laid Merkel out.
Yes, she did.
I listened to the whole thing, and boy, she just slammed them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put that up on Eurofolk Radio. That's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Oh. Man.
To see a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman lay into Angela Merkel like that. Slap, slap, slap. I love it. I love it.
Did you see Merkel's face?
Yeah. Oh, what a dour face.
She had just bitten into sour grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember the sour grapes quote in the Bible?
Right.
Well, that's what Merkel's face, of course, she looks like.
Oh, man, yeah, yeah. So I'll
like
post that up on Eurofolk
anyway,
Radio.
She's ugly.
Yeah.
She's ugly. She needs a black boyfriend.
Yeah, she's a commie libtard. That's what she is.
Well, she wants the immigrants. She needs her a black boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she needs to be raped and knifed by one of those immigrants.
Molly. Hey, baby,
yeah.
Get me a beer.
Yeah. Now. Also, I'd like to point out, I just posted, and Pastor Steve posted it in the archives, yesterday's one-to-one show, which did not go live but was recorded with Janice Barcelo. She's a secular anti-abortion activist, although during the show she actually proceeded to describe two-seed line theology. I said, wow, you're right on. That's what we teach in Christian Identity. She believes the Jews descended from the devil through Cain, right? She actually said that during the show. And she goes to describe how evil the abortion industry, the artificial insemination industry, related pharmakia. And so she's familiar with the New Testament quotation about sorcery and pharmakia being the same word, right? So, but from a secular point of view, from her personal history, having had an abortion early in her life, etc., etc., how evil this whole industry is. We know in Identity that the Jews control the medical establishment. You have no idea how evil it really is until you listen to this interview that I had with Janice yesterday. And that's up on Eurofolk Radio.
I posted it in the archives. I'm doing my job, folks.
Right. Yes,
people
you are.
Think all I do is shows.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to reach across the airwaves and give you a big pat on the back. Thank you, Pastor Steve. Yeah, something's working right today. And we're actually on the air with great difficulty, but we finally got on the air. Whatever the problem
save
is.
Save those settings.
Yes.
Save
oh, no, they're saved.
Save those settings.
Right.
Save no. them. Write them down.
No. I'm going to transfer them to my new computer and hope that it works. I'm going to try that on Voice of Christian Israel today.
Or get a bigger hammer.
Right. But people are waking up. This is the best news that we could have today. People are waking up, and they're turning to the right. Okay, they are turning to the right, and there's no stopping
it. They're turning to the right so fast, a lot of them are getting whiplash.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's why I need to see my chiropractor, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Oh, Pastor Steve, we're going to scroll down to the section, and the article is at www.anglo-saxonisrael.com, Arsenal of Words. And
well, we're in the section Words as Weapons in the Culture War Against True Israel.
Amen. Okay.
This is not pagified. There's no pages. But that you look for that little subtitle. Okay?
Right.
Words as Weapons in the Culture War. And that's where we're going to start.
And just for people who aren't familiar, to find a word or a phrase, you can type it in, hit Control F on your computer. A little box will pop up somewhere, usually in the upper right, but your operating system may put it somewhere else. Type in the word weapons, because that's the least a common word in the title. Weapons, and it'll tell you how many times that word appears, and just scroll down to where to this title, Words as Weapons. Or you could type in Words as Weapons, but you have to spell everything correctly in order for the search to work. All right? So that's the easiest way to find the subheading. All right. Over to you, Pastor Steve.
All right. Now, they start out here. I'm not going to read everything verbatim, but you
sure
can follow along. Otherwise, we'll just take up the whole show reading.
We'll do the word studies mainly.
We're looking at the Hebrew scripture Isaiah 52:6. Now, Farrar Fenton translate, my race shall acknowledge my power on the day when I come and exclaim, here I am. That's very accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That would be, okay, my race, but they have my people,
Mm-hmm.
The intent there is my race, my chosen people, is the chosen race of Adam, okay?
Yeah.
Verse 2 in the King James, therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I.
Mm-hmm.
That's King James Version.
Yeah.
My people, okay, that is, is people.
Mm-hmm.
The name of my publishing company is Ambakar Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
People that are chosen publishing. That's what I publish my Torahs under, Ambakar Publishing. He only chose
one people. Amen.
Okay. Now, they are a subsection of the race of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are Israel. It means you shall overcome with El. Okay. From Sarah. Israel. El.
Right.
It's two words put together.
Exactly.
You shall overcome with El. And in the book of Revelations, we are described as the overcomers, those who overcome. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here, the Strong's Concordance, it's word number 5972, a people, that is A-M, and Ami is not my people, right? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Lo Ami is not my
people. Well, no, Lo Ami.
Yeah,
Lo
right.
is not.
Yeah, Lo is not.
Lo Ami, not my
yes.
people.
Right. Ami is my people. So A-M-I is my
correct.
People. Okay. So, and Yahweh does not ascribe that designation, Ami, to anybody but Israel. Okay?
Okay.
So it's very specific, very exclusive.
There are Fenton's translation of that word as race.
Mm-hmm. Is the proper translation.
It's not exact, but it is the best of all the translations because the KJV ascribes man. There's so many different kinds of men, but they genericize the word man or men.
Yes. Yeah.
Some means those of a male gender, which can even apply to animals.
It's ish. That's animal. Correct. Ish.
You can Enosh. A gibor. Right. Giborim. Mighty men.
Right. That's translated as man, too.
You can have
very poor
youth. Enosh, mortals. Okay. That's not Enoch. That's Enosh. That's
Enosh,
mortal.
Yeah.
Okay. That means.
And there's Adam.
One that has a limited lifespan.
Right. Mortal. Right. And there's Adam.
But they translate out of this. They translate all these words as men. Well, they're doing that. And they have done that deliberately to weaponize these words to deceive our people by withholding information.
Mm-hmm.
Withholding information is just as damaging in many cases as giving false information.
That's right.
Because it leads to false conclusions if you don't have the knowledge. Well, what does it say in Scripture? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, why are they lacking in knowledge? Because it's being withheld deliberately from them. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
And that does not leave
whining.
The word whine.
Right.
Wine is a good thing, but not with the H in it.
Right. That's right.
We don't want to drink a
yeah, wino.
We listen to
whining winos.
Wine.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the essence of this difference, Farrar Fenton, and Farrar Fenton has problems too, but they're not nearly as bad as the King James. Okay, so he does a great job of trying to be more specific based on the Hebrew word. So you cannot translate six different words that have various specific meanings and translate all of them as man and have any claim to accuracy. It's simply those words, if it means male, as it does in the case of ish, then translate it as male and not the generic man, because that's a deliberate mistranslation to attempt to convey that all races are Adamites, or all races descended from Adam and Eve. That's why they do that. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a deliberate construct that they use to confuse people. And then there's no way you can replace my people, Ami, with any other people under the designation man. But they will do that. They will do that. Okay? So it's vagueness, it's deliberate vagueness designed to confuse. Words as weapons. The weaponization of words. Okay? All right, Pastor Steve, please continue wherever you feel comfortable to continue.
Well, they go down in 1611. That's the third paragraph.
Right.
Down.
Okay.
There was little distinction between my race and my people because it was understood as a cultural given that the races should not mix. Okay. Well,
that's
they changed.
Changed
the attitude toward that. The Catholic Church had a lot to do with
that. Oh, that's right.
Because they were becoming Judaized with the Jewish popes like we have today. The publishers were controlled. So they changed the context of the statements to remove that concept and tried to introduce the concept that all races were equal. Now,
right.
They have here the Christian missionaries, that's the next paragraph, they ventured into darkest Africa.
Right.
With yes. the slightest intention of mixing the raisins. Well, what good does it do to take Bibles to people that eat one another?
Right. And they still do that today.
Mm-hmm. They have no hope of eternal life. They have none of that. It's a total waste of time and money. And whose money are they using? They're using your money if you're a member of the church and you donate to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you are donating to your own destruction when
right.
you do that, because they are the ones responsible for changing these words.
Yeah, yeah.
And they teach it from the pulpit, which leads to acceptance of the change by the congregation. And these denominations have it as their denominational format that's what they teach.
Right.
So they are weaponizing these words.
These words, yeah. Well, no one denies that the Catholic Church was an imperialistic thrust wherever they went, okay? Their intention was to subjugate and forcibly convert by the sword. Everybody knows this. By the sword, and to become a Catholic. Not a
Catholic
Christian, not an Israelite, but a Catholic. Right.
Universal Church.
Exactly.
Well, it's not universal.
The Bible
That's
is
the
not.
Whole point. It's
That's
not
right.
a universal church. The ecclesia, the set apart ones, the called out ones, are Israel.
Yeah,
real Israel, not Israelite
right.
over the Middle East. They are the Caucasian, Scandinavian, Nordic, Aryan people. Okay? They have changed all those words. They have removed them in many, many parts from our vocabulary, thus weaponizing our very vocabulary by removing the true definitions. Now, how do we counter that? Well, I'm doing what I can to counter it by my publications, okay?
Right.
I'm working very, very hard. I have years of research, et cetera, in. And I will have, by the Feast of Tabernacles, I will have the second edition. That would be the prophets. I will have all of that, and I will have that by the Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen. Amen.
I'm in Ezekiel right now, which is the last big book. I'm halfway through that. Then I will have all the little books, the minor prophets. That'll go rather quickly. But I'll have that publication. That's going to be bigger with the commentary than the Torah. Chapter 16 of Ezekiel, I have 5 and 6 pages of nothing but notes.
Mm-hmm.
Verse by verse commentary on the meaning of words and the references. Where else are you going to find that?
No,
you're
have to
not.
Get a concordance.
This is it. You know, well, that's
right.
Well, not even in the concordance. I have to go through all these different volumes of everything to get it done. You have no idea. All that time I spent in the joint, I did nothing but research. That's 13 plus years plus the time I'm out. So I got about 60 plus what I knew before I went in. So this is 25 years worth of study that I'm putting into these books. I have a lot of stuff, primitive typing, that I'm scanning and OCRing and then computerizing. So you will benefit from all this, because people don't have the time to do what I've done. I've been blessed. I've been given this gift.
Yeah, going to prison was a blessing.
And I'm trying to pass it on to our congregations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
for us. yes.
Ooh, boy, it's a lot of work, man. Yep. I've spent 5 hours last night. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, right.
And I was working till right before showtime.
Yeah. By the way, today. Yeah. Yeah.
And today's... I got to get a new computer chair because mine fell apart. I'm sitting on a kitchen chair.
Right. It by the way, died. Today's message was inspired by Brother Hebert, who has done an outstanding job of narrating a document about the false use of words legally, talking about the difference between maritime law and common law. And I just have to commend Brother Hebert for his narration. It's outstandingly done. Maybe you could put a link into the chat room, Brother. Okay. Brother Hebert, so people can access that maybe after today's show. But let's get back to the Arsenal of Words, which is a similar type of document, but it's on biblical words, you know, not on legal words. You know, they do the same thing to us legally by changing, you know, the lawyers and the judges and the clerics have different meanings for the words that we do. Okay? They've done the same thing to the Bible, folks, and that's why we're doing the show today. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. They have wormed their way in and own the publishing houses. So there's no, and they tried to change Strong's. I mean, they have changed definitions and removed things, but I have old books. So they can try to change them, but I will debunk that.
Very good.
And you have to be able to read Hebrew, but the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius lexicon is the best Old Testament lexicon.
Yes.
They have the Brown Driver Briggs, but it does not have the amount of definitions or the Hebrew references or the stuff that's in the one with the Gesenius.
Mm-hmm.
Version. That is the doctorate level Hebrew lexicon.
Yes.
For the Old Testament.
Much more detailed definitions and commentaries than the
Strong's.
And
I have an old one and notes. Eli sent it to me. So while I was in the joint. You know, that's one I had to hide because they would have torn it up too.
Yep. Right.
They destroyed Bibles and books, and they just would go in the locker and just take it out, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because they could, because they were brutal.
Yeah.
And they'd handcuff me and place me against the wall and make me watch the destruction.
Right.
And, you know, these are the people that are willing minions.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what they've got in law enforcement
today. That's right.
A lot
That's
of
right.
The good totally cops corrupt. Have all pretty much left.
Yes. Okay, let's get to the words. Let's get to the
all
words.
Right.
Okay. Okay, first word is Jew.
Okay. Let's take the word Jew. That's a good one. First of all, nowhere in any scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, or Apocrypha, does the word Jew exist.
Yeah, not in the original languages. Okay, that has to be understood. Not in the original.
It has been inserted. It is a modern word from the 1800s. It is either Judea, describing the land of Judea,
mm-hmm.
or the territory that was the inheritance of the tribe of Judah. They have put the J in there. It's Yah, Uda, two words put together. Yah, short for Yahweh. Uda is praised.
Mm-hmm. Is praised.
Yahudim, those who praise Yah. is plural, okay? Mm-hmm. They would use Judeans, okay?
Yep.
To describe those that were not Israelites but lived in the territory of Yahudah.
Exactly. Well, that being the case, Pastor Steve, how
and
can you possibly equivalent
the Edomites? The Edomites lived.
Yeah,
they had
right.
a lot of Edomites yeah. in that territory.
Okay,
and
Pastor Steve.
Things.
Yeah, since Judea was a polyglot territory, mm-hmm. which contained Yahudim and Edomites, can that the Old Testament word Yahuda or Yahudim be equated with Judean?
No.
No.
Yahudim is specific about those who praise Yah.
Yeah. And it's the tribe of Judah.
That should be the territory of Yahudah.
Mm-hmm.
They leave out the territory or the land of.
Mm-hmm.
And they have compartmentalized that into a smaller word.
Both.
And then translated it as Jew.
Right. So they take the word that's exclusive, racially exclusive to the
correct.
Tribe of Judah, and they equate that with the polyglot Judeans. You know, it's like saying, well, the Americans are comprised of the cowboys and the Indians. I don't think so, folks. It's only a reference to the cowboys, not to the Indians. So what they have done is they say, now America is comprised of cowboys and Indians, totally disregarding the different race that's involved.
Well,
that's how they use the word
nation.
Jew.
And now this is what got me in trouble when I lived in Cincinnati. Bryant Gumbel had me on his show when we put the cross on Fountain Square in Cincinnati.
Did you burn it?
I was a Grand okay. Dragon of Ohio and ran the Klan in Ohio, and they put a menorah on Fountain Square, so we put a cross on Fountain Square. And
okay.
they were nuts.
Yeah.
But they had me on his show out of a local TV station, and they had me hooked up with Bryant Gumbel. And he got into a bunch of stuff, and I said, look, Mr. Gumbel, here's how it is. My ancestors founded this nation, not their farm animals.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't talk.
Right.
He went apoplectic, and then
right.
they cut me off.
Okay.
And yep. I got letters from all over the United States. They didn't cut it off. It was live.
Yeah.
And I said, my ancestors founded this nation, not their farm animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they went nuts.
Yeah, right.
And boy, did I get the positive mail. Of course, I
Good.
Got hate mail, too, but I didn't care
sure.
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, eventually they got me. They tried to kill me.
Well, you were the face of identity at that time.
Well, I had an identity radio station in Kentucky.
Yeah.
When I moved to Kentucky, I took over Kentucky yeah. from the current Grand Dragon.
Yeah.
I became the Grand Dragon down here.
Right, right.
And that
yeah, well,
was
the same
back
thing.
When the Klan was the Klan. We
right,
stood
the same
up.
Thing happened
we,
to Christopher Baleen.
We didn't have four Klansmen and 10 federal agents. You know,
right.
We had Klansmen. We vetted the people. They were all local, and we knew
right.
who they were.
Yeah, yeah. When Christopher Baleen became
that
the face of the 9/11 truth movement, they attacked him at his house. They sent a bunch of police officers. They broke his arm, and then they dragged him into court trying to prosecute him on what charge, I don't know, but he decided to leave the country instead of going to jail.
Who was this?
Christopher Baleen. Okay, so
oh,
he was, yeah, when he was exposing the fact that 9/11 was caused by Jews. Okay. So, anyway, let's get back to the document here. And so the essence of the weaponization of the word Jew is that, number one, that it refers today to Edomites. And the way it's never did refer to Israelites. In the Old Testament, the word Yudah or Yehuda is a specific reference to a particular man who was an Israelite, a racially pure Israelite, and Yehudim,
and the tribe or the territory of Yehuda,
has nothing to do with the polyglot nation of Judea, nothing whatsoever. Now that word Judea is a polyglot word because, as you just said, it's a territorial word, not a racially specific tribe, which
that's
Yehuda
correct.
Is.
And the second thing, another one that they put in, which is the most damaging of all, is Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere in any scripture is the word Gentile. Anywhere. It's not in there. It means nation or nations in the Old and New Covenant.
Yes.
It can refer to the nation of Israel or non-Israelite nations.
Right.
It means nation or nations. Okay?
Yes.
Ethnos or ethne in the New Testament. Okay? Or goy or goyim. In the Old Testament, goy doesn't mean non-Jew.
It doesn't. That's right.
He said to Abraham, I will make you a great goyim, a great goy, a great nation. Was Abraham a non-Jew? Well, of course he was. There were no Jews in existence.
Right. But no Judahites yet either.
But they claim Abraham as their father, so if Abraham's a goyim,
yeah.
Then who are they? I mean, it's so confusing. They weaponize these words and change them around and make them mean something else entirely.
That's right.
And our shirts that we have out now, the
Goyim,
no.
Right.
All right, the nations of Israel, no. We know.
Amen. Amen. We do know.
We and, do know.
The Judeo-Christians
don't. And
here
we are, and we are in your face. In your face.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, let me just scroll down here to the words of Rabbi Lerner. Why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Answer, 1, no Jew accepts Jesus as the Messiah. When someone makes that faith commitment, they become a Christian. It is not possible for someone to be both Christian and Jewish. That is a true statement, folks. That is a true statement. You cannot be a Judeo-Christian. You cannot accept the Messiah and reject him at the same time. Number 2, Jews reject Jesus as the Messiah because he didn't fulfill Jewish expectations of the Messiah. That is also true, because the Israelites aren't Jews. Okay? They were Edomites. And when the Messiah came, it was these Edomite Jews who rejected Messiah. And they unfortunately brainwashed a lot of Israelites and Judahites into rejecting him as well, as they do today. Okay? Number 3, the Hebrew Bible, called the Old Testament by the non-Jewish world, is not proof of anything in the New Testament regarding a Messiah. Now that's a blatant falsehood.
Right? I have Hebrew text that their English translation is totally different than what it says in the Hebrew, because most of your Jews don't read the Hebrew. Some
right.
do.
Some do, yeah. Yeah.
But not most. They're cannon fodder for the rabbis. And the rabbis lie to their own people.
That's right.
Don't you ever,
and to each other.
Ever think anything different.
That's right. Yeah. So this is what we're dealing with. So the Jews have a deliberate agenda to change the meaning of the words in the Hebrew Bible, okay, to fit their theology, which is the traditions of men.
Right.
as Yahshua Messiah told them to their faces.
You're teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Those were the Pharisees of the day and rabbis, which means teacher. Well, what were they teaching? They were teaching falsehood, mm-hmm. just like they do today.
Yes. So in the Old Testament, the proper word is Judah or Judahite in English. In Hebrew, Yudah and Yudaim. None of these words have any reference to the people known as Jews today or the Edomites
right.
then. None
well,
whatsoever.
Well, they took a piece of a word because it said Judah.
Right.
Then they made up that word, put a W in there, Jew.
Judea.
Right. Judea. Well, no. See, there's no word Jew.
There is no word. That's a modern invention.
They made mm-hmm. that word up.
That's
and it
right.
didn't appear to the Bible till early in the 1800s, I believe.
Right. Yeah, the 1611 King James actually has no J. It's Judah, I-O-U-D-A, okay?
Judah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then in the Greek, it's Judeos with an I, I-O-U-Deos. So those two words were combined together, even though their meanings are completely different, into the word Jew that we have today.
Okay.
Well,
there's another word, Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken the vowel points of Adonai underneath the tetragrammaton, which is YHWH, and they added those and came up with Jehovah, or mm-hmm. Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
okay, which translated into Jehovah, there's no such word in Scripture anywhere. So the Jehovah's Witnesses, there's another false sect.
That's right.
Created by these people with a weaponized word. And they are rabid about what they believe, and they just run all over, and they're the, mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the threats. If you don't leave me alone, I'm going to give the Jehovah's Witnesses your address.
Tell
them to come see
right.
you. Oh, no.
And the Mormons. They'll be knocking on your door every day.
Oh, the Mormons, yeah. yeah. Well, what's their book?
Book of
Mormon.
Yeah, Book of Mormon.
Book of the great God Mormon. For them, the Mormons.
The so-called angel that appeared to Joseph Smith, right?
Yeah, and the sacred underwear and all that. Oh, boy.
There's such a thing as sacred underwear.
Well, they're wearing pink panties or something.
Yeah, today they are, right?
I don't know. Uh-huh. But they've weaponized all these words, and it's so subtle.
Yeah, it is.
So
very subtle.
Subtle, because their master, their father, is the most subtle of the beast of the field. Well, that he passed that on, and they are very subtle, and they are mm-hmm. incremental, and they'll worm their way in. Look what they've done in the now United States of America. Benjamin Franklin said, if you let these people in 200 years, your children will curse you. Well, here we are, sports fans.
Yeah, right. Look at the NFL and the NBA.
Well,
no, actually, on second thought,
and who
don't.
Has foisted this on white America?
Right.
Why would you want to watch a bunch of Negroes run up and down the field and play with a ball?
Yeah.
I mean, what is there in that for you?
And then
well,
criticize.
My team, you own that team.
Yeah, and then criticize your flag on top of it.
Are you making money off that?
Yeah.
No? Then why do
well, they are.
Well, yeah, they are, but the people that watch on the devil vision, they're not doing it. There is no benefit to that at all.
That's
now,
right.
if they were running up and down the field with machetes killing one another, I'd probably watch that. But, you know, last man standing, you know, wins the game.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's good. that would be interesting. But to watch them play football or basketball. I remember when basketball was all white.
Me too.
All white men.
Yeah.
all the colleges. I went to the University of Cincinnati and the Cincinnati Bearcats. They didn't have any blacks on the team.
Right. I went to an all-Catholic, all-white school. There were no Negroes. There were no Jews. There were no Mexicans. It was all...
They're all over the place, like white on rice.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons I left Cincinnati. Yeah, like, I just
like mold on bread, right?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Okay. All right. Where are you in the document, Pastor Steve?
I don't know.
You're just kind of jumping around. Okay.
The Jewish masquerade is Israel? That's a good one.
Yeah.
We did that. The word Jew does not belong in the Old Testament. Okay. We did that.
Okay.
And now we go down and summarize the difference between a Jew and a Judahite in the following. This is good. One, a Judahite is a white person, a purebred genealogical descendant of the patriarch Yehuda, Judah, whose descent can be traced through Judah all the way back to Adam and Eve. Thus, a Judahite is also a Hebrew and a Shemite. These people have always been subject to the law of Moses. We still are, in one form or another, perfectly or imperfectly, as mm-hmm. was the choice of our ancestors. The modern form of the Mosaic law is Christianity, which is a very bad word.
Mm-hmm.
It's been weaponized.
Today it has been distorted. Yeah,
everybody's
it used to be a good word.
A Christian. Well, no. Which is another doctrine which we keep to varying degrees. That's true, varying degrees.
Right.
Two, second definition, a Jew is a mongrelized person, okay, refer to Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2. Mongrelized, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shall not come a mamzer, number 4, 4, 6,
mongrel,
four, into the congregation of Yahweh, even under the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. And 4464 is a mixed breed or mongrel.
All right. So no Jew can be an Israelite, period.
And that's it.
That's it.
These people have always practiced race mixing and paganism. The two main branches of Jews are the Sephardic branch, 5%, which is of Kenite. That's from the seed of Cain, Canaanite mm-hmm. extraction, and the Ashkenazim, 95%, which is a genetic combination of Japheths, Mongols, and Turks of Hittite, also Canaanite, origin. That's very accurate. They are a blend. Their religion, Judaism, is a counterfeit version of the law of Moses. Judaism has never paid more than lip service to Moses, since the true values of Judaism are contained in the Talmud, that's a mm-hmm. satanic book, which is both a perversion and a denial of the Mosaic law. This religion was invented by the Pharisees, not by Moses. Judaism has always been irreconcilably opposed to Christianity. It comes from Babel. It's Babylonian.
Right.
Our system today is Babylonian. They have imposed their Babylonian system, which is reviled in the book of Revelations, and will be brought down. They have been masquerading as true Yehuda for so long, they've got almost all of our people believing it, except a lot now are waking up.
Yes.
These people are God's chosen people. Why do they behave the way they behave? Why do they do what they do? If they're supposed to be a blessing for everybody, they're not a blessing. They're a curse. Well, it says in scriptures, you will become a curse.
Amen. Amen.
That's but you can't.
They don't like to use words like Judahite. And if they pretend that such a word can't exist, well, then how do you translate Yahudim? How do you translate Yahudim as Jew?
Yeah, right.
Well, Judahite is the proper. Just as Asherite, Benjamite, right? Why can't you do it with the word Judah? So, because it clarifies things, right? And we should not clarify anything. We should maintain the confusion that they have created. That's what they want us to do.
No, Binyamin means son of the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
What it means.
Yeah. And there are many.
All the names of the Israelite patriarchs all have meaning.
Yes.
They have meaning. And they don't teach that in the churches. Well, I explain all of that in my translations.
Yeah, amen.
Boy.
Now, the Jews don't accept Christ in any way, shape, or form. Some, what do you call it, the Jews for Jesus, pay lip service to Messiah. Yeah. But when you dig deeper, you find out, well, no, they're still waiting for their Messiah. So that's another ruse that the Jews use, okay? And Paul says, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also is vain, 1 Corinthians 15:14. So, since the Jews do not believe that Christ rose from the dead, they're outside the pale. You know, he said, do not fellowship with unbelievers. That's right, yep. In the New Testament.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're absolutely not to have anything to do with them.
You are not to be unequally yoked. You are not to fellowship with those that don't believe.
Yes.
And that's the recent problem that we had with one of our brethren, fellowshipping with someone that was not a believer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then yeah, preaching
she was a witch.
That on the air. And
right.
And had to call mm-hmm. them on it.
Yes, right.
We can't tolerate that.
That's right. Yeah, if Yahweh doesn't tolerate it, neither should we. Right? Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
No, I'm not a hater. I wish they would repent
mm-hmm.
and come back into the fold, but.
Yeah.
Well, same way, all this false doctrine that's out there, I hate to say it, but this flat earth business
mm-hmm.
is false doctrine.
Right?
It is. Right. It's doubtful disputations, which are distracting our people and getting them away from the fact that the main agenda for our people right now is repentance and coming back into the worship of Yahweh, keeping the feasts. Don't worship on Sunday. Don't go to these Judeo-Christian churches. And I have a brother that has gone to a lot of Judeo-Christian churches and tried to wake people up. And his intentions are good. Sometimes he makes a little dent and he gets mm-hmm. some of the people worried. Well, he's been kicked out.
Right.
How many times? Mm-hmm. But he keeps on keeping on. He's a bulldog and I yes, love
right.
him. He's
yeah.
wonderful.
Amen.
He's one of my best friends.
Right.
And he just never gives up. And you mm-hmm. just got to give guys like that credit. Never quit.
For
well,
taking it to
him.
If
he makes one convert.
Yes.
At all those people, that's a blessing. That's a star in his crown.
Right, right.
You don't give up because he's teaching Israelites. Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you jump down to the word Judean? And especially...
Yeah.
Because it's only used once in the entire Old Testament, so let's cover that ground.
Right. It turns out that this word occurs only once in the Old Testament. But where it occurs, it confirms our next thesis, namely that Judah and Judea are also words with very different meanings. And to confuse the two is to do a great injustice to the meaning and intent of the divinely inspired authors of Scripture. All right, here's the lone citation from the Old Testament. Be it known to the king that we went into the province, okay, province, territory, of Judea to the house of the great God. Okay, that would be Yahweh's temple.
Right.
Which is builded with great stones and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goes on and prospers in their hands. And
okay.
That's Ezra
5:8.
Book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse 8.
Okay. Now, why would Ezra refer to the land of Judah as Judea at this point in time, Pastor Steve? What had transpired in the land of Judah?
They have reoccupied and have brought mixed multitudes.
Right. So Judea is a reference to the mixed multitude, including Edomites.
That is the territory and not respective to the inhabitants.
Right, right. And because the Assyrians had, or maybe it was the Babylonians. Yeah, the Babylonians.
Babylonians.
And also the Assyrians, because the Assyrians brought non-Israelites into the province now called Samaria. But the Babylonians took the good figs to Babylon for their punishment, the 70 years punishment.
That's
and
correct.
The bad figs did what they pleased, right? So, of the house of Judah.
Well,
so, what was left?
Clear here. It says the Judahite priests meticulously examined the records of the temple, checking the genealogies of all the Judahites who returned from Babylon to verify their pedigree.
Pedigree.
That's Ezra chapter 2. 59 through 62, Ezra 10, 16, Nehemiah, chapter 7, verse 5, 61, and 64.
Now, that word pedigree is actually in the King James Version, but
correct.
But when I do a word search for it in the ESORT, it doesn't come up. Oh, I got to write him
okay.
a letter.
This is a good statement right here.
Okay.
Those men and priests among them who had taken foreign, that's non-Israelite, wives, had to dismiss them and their half-breed children or be rejected themselves, just as Jacob's brother Esau was rejected for taking Hittite wives.
There it is.
Boy, that you know, that's dead on. And I can see why you want to make this into a book, Eli.
Yeah.
This is just fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so dead on.
Thank you.
And you've been teaching this for years, and how many people go to Anglo-Saxon Israel and read this stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get an education, folks, you need to go and read the articles that Eli has published on his website.
Yeah. But I'm a Jew, so that therefore you shouldn't read it. Right? That's
yeah,
a Jewish
trick. I saw that in the chat room.
Right.
Oi, such a deal you got from me, Eli.
Yeah.
Oi, yeah. Oi, oi.
Yeah, now what real Jew would ever teach any such thing? They meticulously avoid these verses from Ezra and Nehemiah, where race mixing is absolutely forbidden.
Ezra and Nehemiah were in total compliance with Deuteronomy 23:2, which I just read.
That's right. Absolutely. So no Jew will even touch these verses. No Judeo-Christian will touch these verses either.
Well, now there's another word. KJV has the word bastard instead of mongrel.
Right.
Or mamzer. That changes the meaning. Oh,
that's
you
right.
Don't know who your father is? That's what bastard means. You don't know who your father is.
Right. Yeah, they're unmarried. Offspring of an... yes.
Some woman got knocked up and had you, and you don't know who the daddy is.
Yeah.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Well, you don't know, so you're a bastard. Well, bastard does not translate to mamzer in the Hebrew, which is mongrel.
Yeah, that's right. It's number 4464. It's a one-word definition, and it says mongrel in your Strong. It does not say born out of wedlock. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's a horrible translation in the King James, where they translate that word as bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry if it sounds like we're swearing, folks. But these words are in the Bible.
That word,
yeah,
to deny, and a weapon is to deny the information to Israel. That's
Amen.
A major weapon of the enemy, the denial of information, the hiding and concealing of the truth.
Amen. Propaganda.
That's a weapon that they use.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, in the court, you say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And what we're getting here from the King James Version and most other translations of the Bible is very little truth, hardly any truth, and definitely obfuscation of the truth with the way they use these words and the translations they use.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Scott. Fun fact, in Israel, Jewish school children don't use the plus sign as it's too similar to the Christian cross.
That's right.
You just
yeah, that's true.
Oh. Yeah. That's simple.
Yeah. Yes.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. That's, man. Yeah, yeah. And that's why we want to keep these live shows, because it's so much fun interacting with the people in the chat room. Some of these guys need to come on the air. But obviously, that's hard to do. So, but again,
well,
I remind...
We're doing what we can. We finally got it working today.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to get all of my settings set.
Right, set up.
So I can.
So you can have as much fun as I do.
Well,
trying to get shows
started. Be a backup. If yeah, I need to bring somebody on, like Greg Howard, what if you get a bad case of the flu and you can't make some shows?
Sure, sure.
Okay, I can have. I can call Greg in, and we can have at it, because I love Greg Howard. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know who I really miss? Paul Mullett.
Oh, right.
I love Paul, and he's just dropped out. His health is so bad.
Right. Right.
And Doc Waterman, we got to get Doc back on the health train.
Yeah. We'll figure out a way to get him back. Yeah.
New shows. Got a lot of brethren that are suffering wear and tear over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And the people don't realize how hard it is to produce these shows. Now we've got David James in a safe environment where he's not going to get mugged or shot just going out to get the newspaper
for being
out of
white.
The front yard.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he's out of that deadly area and he's in paradise and he's got a bunch of woods.
Right.
And he's building a sound studio and working on getting better internet. And he's producing recorded shows. I haven't done any live shows other than the ones with you in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can edit and I can add my music and I can get everything and I can record ahead so I can work on my my printing. In February of next year, I will be finished with the Word for Word series. It will all be repeats after that. The middle of February will be the end of the new Word for Word shows, and it'll all be in series repeats in my time slot. It's been years. I've got Monday is going to be my 399th show. Wednesday is going to be the 400th Word for Word, you know, in the book of Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew's a long book. Some of the other ones are a little bit long. A lot of them are very small, one-show books, okay? I'm taking my time giving lots of references. That's the main thing, so everybody can participate. I'm trying to go slow. I want to counter these weaponized words with the truth out of Scripture. And the weaponized words have been inserted in the King James New Testament in proliferate numbers. So I'm countering their weaponization of the words.
Yes.
It's very critical. We have to be very vigilant, and you need to look up your concordances.
Yes.
And get the truth. There's truth is still available out there, but you have to work at it, and a lot of people are struggling just to survive. I cannot point fingers of guilt at people. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Well, I don't have their problems. I don't have a family to feed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the best they can. We have to be forgiving and help our brethren.
Amen.
Instead of doing blame, blame, blame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to cooperate and help one another. That's what brotherhood is.
That's exactly right. Yes.
And
yeah. By the way, this word bastard is used in the New Testament. There's only one. Well, it's in the plural, bastards. Hebrews 12:8, where Paul says, "But if ye be without chastisement, correction, that is, whereof all are partakers," and all of us require occasional correction, "then are ye bastards," nothos, meaning illegitimate son.
It has illegitimate
mm-hmm.
in the scriptures.
Okay, then are ye illegitimate, which is bastard, not right. sons, not huos. All right? So, there's a requirement here. If you don't allow yourself to be chastised or corrected in your false beliefs, then you are not a son of Israel. That's what Paul is saying right. here.
That's exactly
uh-huh.
what he's saying. Precisely.
Okay.
If you don't let yourself be disciplined, then you're not truly a son.
That's right.
Because the son, a true son, will let his father chastise him. That's
Amen.
Part of being a son. Because the father, like the old TV show, father knows best.
And then he says even, and this is important, "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us." Okay, so he's talking about people who kept the law of Yahweh. How else can you correct somebody if not by invoking the law?
That's right.
Right? So
now the father can teach a son, but if the son rejects it, doesn't he reject his sonship as well?
That's correct. Well said, Pastor Steve. And that's what Paul says. He doesn't say adopted. I don't know if this document covers the word adopt, but that's a false translation too. You're not adopted. You are placed as a son. And that only occurs to Israelites.
Placed as a son.
Mm-hmm. Placed as a son. It's another word that's been weaponized. Adoption. That word adoption is falsely used by the translators.
And they're using adoption to bring in all these other races.
That's right.
Everybody can be saved.
Yeah, everybody can be an Israelite.
Now, wait a minute. The word saved, that's another one. I'll get to that in a minute. Everybody can be saved.
There's different meanings for the word saved.
Everybody can't be redeemed. Redeemed.
Right.
Redeemed. Redemption only applies to something that you had before. If you are of his people, you could be redeemed. Saved only means saved from destruction. What about all these non-Israelites out there that don't hate real Israel, don't hate the white race, and are not trying to do us harm, that believe that Yeshua is Messiah, and even use the name of Yahweh? What about them? If they're not in direct opposition to Yahweh, their people will not be destroyed. They will be saved from the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean that they will be given eternal bodies. It does not mean that they will become Israel. They will be what they are and live out their normal lifespans, while the Israelites that have not been subjected to the second death will rule over those people. There will be other people on the planet other than the Israelites, but they won't be on equal status with Israel. There's a difference. They will live their life like a dog or a cat or a horse or a cow, and when they pass on, their electronic or electrical energy goes back into the earth. Their life force dissipates, okay, it ends right there.
Mm-hmm.
We won't.
Yep.
We won't end.
We were promised eternal life.
They will be hewers of wood and drawers of water. They will be in subjection to a benign Israel, because all the evil ones will be destroyed, and these people will be good people. They just won't be of the race of Israel. This absolute exterminationist theory is false also. Only the evil ones will be destroyed.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But those that are not evil will be saved, okay, saved from destruction, not translated into Israelites.
Okay.
They will never become Israelites.
Right. I want to digress a little bit here and go into John chapter 5, because you know, we did a word study with Professor Truth about the word man, and you mentioned it earlier, how many different words in the Hebrew are falsely translated as man. In fact, none of them should be translated as man. The word Adam should be translated as Adam, or Adam, Adamite, okay? Which is a specific reference to those who show blood in the face. Ish should be translated male. Enosh should be translated as mortal, okay? Nevertheless, all these words are translated as man. It's horribly confusing.
Right.
Now, go ahead.
Swamp Fox has grafted in. He put grafted in the chat room, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me hit that real quick before we run out of time.
Sure.
Grafted in. Now, that grafted in only applies to the Israelites that were living in foreign lands, like the Greeks and the Romans.
And the Romans, yes.
And wherever, they will be grafted in back to the pure tree of Israel.
Yes.
He's not talking about the Edomites. He's not talking about the Katsuhundas or the mixed breed Egyptians. He's talking that is specifically you will be regrafted onto the true branch.
Yeah.
But only if you were from that true branch in the beginning.
Right.
You're not going to be adopted. You'll be reestablished in Israel if you were Israel to begin with. Thank you, Swamp Fox. I appreciate that.
Well, I believe that I don't have the reference, the verse in front of me. Maybe you can find it where Paul talks about that. But he references that verse in terms of if you be a broken off branch. Okay?
That's correct.
That means you have to come from the original tree. You cannot graft a non-Israelite branch onto the tree. Okay? And in fact, I've done research on that. People who do that, if you graft a tree, a branch from an apple tree, let's say,
onto a peach,
an orange tree or a peach tree, that branch will only produce apples. It will not produce peaches. Right?
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
All right. So you have to come off the original tree to be an apple or a peach. You cannot be both. All right? So, and we can do a study on that maybe next week in greater detail. Okay, because that's very important.
We're opening up a whole new study here. This is great.
It just
shows
you.
And then we'll get to Second Maccabees.
Yes.
Eventually,
yeah. We're just taking a break from Second Maccabees to cover scriptural theology. Today is a word study. And these words are so important to understand their proper meaning. Now, John chapter 5, verse 26 through 29. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. The word man is what I want to focus on here, and that's Anthropos. Anthropos is a direct translation from the Greek of Adam. is the book of Ezekiel, this expression, the Son of Man, is always translated from Adam and not any of those other words that the King James uses to translate as man. So in every case, the expression, the Son of Man, is used to define an Adamite, a child of Adamite, a descendant of Adam.
Well, Son, if you read the original, it's Son of Adam.
That's right. Exactly. That's what the original
All
says.
All in the New Testament where he is the Son of Adam has no place to lay his head.
Yeah, right. So and this should be translated Adam as Adam, is, Son of Adam.
Is the
That's the point.
Is the capital A Adam.
Right.
Yeshua is speaking. And in Ezekiel, Son of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a small a Adam.
Right.
Adamic species. Racial designator.
That's right. Yeah. But it could also be capital A.
Son of Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. It could also be capital A, Pastor Steve, because we are literally the sons of that man, Adam. Ha-Adam. Right? So it could be capital or not. Either way would be correct. Okay.
Yep.
John 5:28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. And remember, and that was reported in the last verses of Matthew, where Israelites came out of their graves and announced to their living relatives that the Messiah has come or has resurrected.
Yes.
Okay. These are very important verses. Of course, the Jews deny all this. Verse 29. And shall come forth. That is, these Israelites, these in the spirit, that are living in the, how should I put it? Well, let's call it heaven, for lack of a better word, in the other realms.
They were sleeping.
Yes, right, asleep.
And if the creator of the entire universe, just by his will, wants to resurrect someone to be a miracle,
mm-hmm.
to tell people of the miracle of the Messiah, what's to stop him from taking the components that are still there and reanimating them?
Yes. Amen. Amen. And
if we're alive and the Messiah comes, we will be translated in the twinkling of an eye into
Amen.
Our original Adamite bodies, which are immortal. We will have the immortality restored to us.
Mm-hmm.
What's to stop him from doing that to others?
That's right. That's right. All things are
and
possible with
Yahweh.
And then
they lived their life out the rest of the time and then went back to sleep.
Right.
That's all death is sleep.
That's right. For us, anyway. Yeah. Right?
For us. That's it.
There's people of other races may not wake up in the same
that's
form.
Right. They will not
they won't.
Be judged.
Right.
If they're already dead, they're dead. That's it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the point of the next verse, verse 29, and shall come forth, and of course this is speaking of Israelites, they that have done good, good is agathos, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. All right.
The second death and the lake of fire.
That's right. Okay.
Now, the devil and his angels will still have eternal life, but they'll be in the lake of fire.
Right.
Never to come out.
No, that's right.
And an Adamite that's thrown in the lake of fire will be consumed, and that soul will be consumed. They will be no longer in existence.
Mm-hmm. So this is the fate that awaits white people. Even Israelites who do not obey Yahweh's commandments, okay? This is the fate that our people, they will be cast into the fire like tares. All right? It says it right here, okay?
Yep.
You can't argue with Yeshua on this point. So it's not true that all whites are saved merely for being white. You have to obey the commandments and you have to accept the ministry of Yahshua Messiah. Revelation 12:18.
There is a codicil to that you have to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say, yeah, I believe. Well, the devils believe and
right?
they tremble.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there that believe, but then do the opposite of what the commands are. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?
Yeah. Well, he says, they that have done, not merely believe, they that have done good.
Yeah. All right. Faith without works is dead.
Amen. I mean, this is a total rebuke of antinomianism.
Yeah.
You better obey the law. Okay.
Well, they want, it's all nailed to the cross. Well, first of all, it wasn't a cross.
Right. And second of all, the law was not nailed to the cross. Our sins were nailed to the cross, to the stake, at Calvary.
Stake. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. A stake. And this is a stake in their heart.
You have to come under that covenant and then be obedient to that covenant. And if you walk away, if you believe for a lot of your life and then fall away, we're seeing people that claim to be believers but then falling away. They're following other doctrines. You have to stay. I did a sermon called Stay Steady. You've got to stay steady. There are rules to this game. Amen. You cannot make your own rules up as you go along. They have been given to us by the Father. You are bound by those rules, even if they are a little difficult or unpleasant to your lifestyle.
Right.
You still have to go by those rules. He makes rules, we don't. He's at the top of the pecking order, we're not.
That's right. We just have to accept that fact, right? But of course, Lucifer had another idea, and that's why he was cast down to earth, and he bred these. And in fact, Janice Barcelo totally agrees with two seed line theology. She says these Jews are offspring of the devil from Cain, right? And that Eve was seduced by a fallen angel. She totally agrees with us, even though she's not identity. So she came to these conclusions by herself, and more people are doing so.
You're living in a two-story house. You want to go up to the second floor. How do you go up? You go up one stair
at a time. Right.
Well, that's what people, the
that's how
door
I quit
is
smoking.
Open, and they're walking up the stairs one step
at a time. Amen. Amen.
And we all, including our listening audience out there, if you are in CI, you need to teach this to other people, even if they're going to reject you.
Right.
Even if it's going to be inconvenient. You need to witness.
Yes. And I know it's lonely out there. out there.
You need to witness.
Yeah. You need to witness. And life might not be.
Don't be ashamed of Yeshua Messiah, because he'll be ashamed of you in front of the Father.
Yeah, well,
don't be hesitant or fearful. What can they do to you?
Yeshua also tells us,
I don't want to hear your garbage. Whack. Okay, you get whacked.
Yeah, your enemies will be those of your own household. How many Judeo-Christian households is this true of? Very, very few. You know, the Baptists get along with the Baptists, the Episcopalians get along, in their households, there's rarely any disputation among those people in their households. Now, try identity and see how fast your family was going to try to break apart for telling the racial truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
They will reject you.
They will reject you.
But if anybody loves their family, their brother or sister, father or mother, more than me... Remember that?
Ooh.
If you love them more than you love Yeshua.
Oh, that's brutal, Pastor Steve. Where is that in Scripture?
Well, that's in Matthew. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yahweh first, Yeshua first, Yeshua being Yahweh in the flesh, and everything else comes behind that. And that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough to live that. People don't understand how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a price to pay. Because if your family's going to live in the world and you have rejected the world, your family comes under that rejection too.
Right.
And that's a that is a rough road to hoe.
Right.
And I understand where a lot of people are coming from. Oh my, rejected
it's
from
hard.
Everybody that I love. Well, mm-hmm. not everybody. Yeshua loves
you. Not quite everybody. Yeah, right.
Yeah, if Yeshua loves you, don't worry about the others.
That's right. That's right. Who gives you life in the first place?
And who's going to give you eternal life?
That's right.
And if the rest of your family goes to the second death, you won't know it. You won't mourn for them.
You've done what you can.
They will have made a free choice. That's what this is, a choosing ground.
Yes.
So we got just about 1 minute, brother.
Yeah.
We're almost... boy, this is fun. We got to do more of this. That's right.
So, again, John 5:29, when Yahshua returns, they that have done good, and only those that have done good, that means good works, faith, love, charitable works to their fellow brethren, only those who have done good will get resurrected to eternal life. There's no equivocating here. That is what it says. Okay? And any Judeo-Christian who doesn't want to believe this and believes the law has been done away with, well, sorry, you ain't getting into the kingdom.
That's it. Play mm-hmm. the music, brother.
All right.
We're in the 59.
I don't want to. I want to keep preaching.
Yeah. Right. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.